Shielding my eyes, I yank back the sheet and peel out of bed. Benoit doesn't so much as stir, with only his calloused feet sticking out from under the duvet like knots of driftwood. Feet like that, they tell a story. They say he walked all the way from Kinshasa with his mongoose strapped to his chest. The mongoose in question is curled up like a furry comma on my laptop, the glow of the LED throbbing under his nose. Like he doesn't know that my computer is out of bounds. Let's just say, I'm precious about my work. Let's just say it's not entirely legal. I take hold of the laptop on either side and gently tilt it over the edge of my desk. At 30 degrees, the mongoose starts sliding down the front of the laptop. As he starts to fall, he contorts in the air and manages to land feet first. Hunching his stripy shoulders, he hisses at me, teeth bared. I hiss back. The mongoose realizes he has urgent flea bites to attend to. It is so quiet you can hear an alliteration drop. Terra Blanche stays seated. Barely audibly, he asks, Is hier waar ek vandag sit? Hier is het plek. Is dit die plek waar sy ideale dokter voor wat 30 jare gelede vermoor is met een mes in sy hart? This seat I am sitting in, is it the same one where Dr. Verwoerd was murdered with a knife in his heart 30 years ago? We look at one another. Indeed, says the chairperson. Terra Blanche stares at his hat until the changed context of blood and betrayal is dominating the silence. He gets up. He puts down his hat and moves out of the bench, away from the microphones, the guards. He stands alone on the carpet. And the first word that enters the mind, despite the neatly trimmed grey beard, is poor. The man is a poor Afrikaner. His khaki shirt is bleached, its collar threadbare. But poor as he is a master of acoustics. As if he has made a study of the hall. He drenches us with sound, every tremor, boom, reverberating corner of that space under his command.